This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
The modern medical establishment really has been disconnected. We've been so busy focusing on treatment, on billing and coding in a high throughput model. We've got to stop and ask ourselves, should we be focusing more on school lunch programs, not just putting every kid on Ozempic? We've got to talk about food as medicine and gut health and the microbiome. We've got to talk about environmental toxins that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it.
There's Dr. McCary talking about the focus that this administration has and has been charged with truly by the voters to pay attention to making America healthy again. A lot of us have heard MAHA, and it's a very interesting meeting of the minds. And I truly think one of the main reasons why Donald Trump was able to win with the magnitude of support that he was, because the MAHA movement became part of the MAGA movement. And we're seeing the Trump administration actually deliver on some of these things that they promised that they would address just 4 months into the presidency so far. And there's a lot of news to discuss and to comb through. Last week, we had the report that came out that we saw from Secretary Kennedy, and we wanted to give the White House an opportunity to talk about the progress that they're making and ask them a few of those questions. Let's welcome Kush Desai onto the Annie Fry Show, Deputy White House Press Secretary. Kush, thank you for being here with us today. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. You know, give us your thoughts so far on how is the White House feeling about their follow through on their commitment to making America healthy again?
We feel great about it. Look, I mean, the MAHA Commission report that came out last week was the first intergovernmental assessment, really, of the evidence that we have, the scientific research and the facts that we have about what's driving our chronic disease epidemic among our nation's children. And so this was the first time the government comprehensively reviewed and assessed what we know and what we don't know about what's driving this crisis. And so this is a major milestone and a major first step for us to start kind of informing our policymaking to be guided not by corporate interest or ideological activism, but by the gold standard of science.
You know, I think that of all of the things that Donald Trump's administration came in saying that they were going to address, there's such a unique and interesting amount of support for the MAHA movement because it kind of transcends typical partisan divides among American voters. Secretary Robert Kennedy has led this movement. He's not a Republican dyed in the wool. He's a Kennedy, for heaven's sake. And he has identified coming into this administration that he sat down with President Trump and they saw an opportunity to make progress and those politics could get set aside on other places that they disagree. Has that relationship continued to grow up until this point in the administration and their ability to help each other see success?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think President Trump has, you know, for the better part of a decade now, talked about making America great again. And that really is a very holistic vision. It's not just about bringing jobs back and manufacturing back, but it's about, you know, making America healthy again. That's a key pillar of his movement here. And so, Secretary Kennedy is a critical member of this administration. He's a great ally and trusted partner of the president. And you kind of saw that with the follow through on this MAHA report. And you'll see that in the follow through with in about 80 days or so when the commission submits their policy recommendations based on that report to the president. So this is a major initiative, major priority for the entire administration, not just the White House or HHS.
Fox News has a report right now, and it says that the COVID-19 vaccine is no longer recommended for healthy children or pregnant women. According to new guidance from health officials, Secretary Kennedy shared a video today or on X announcing that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has removed the vaccines from the CDC's recommended immunization schedule for those groups. Kush Desai is joining us right now, the Deputy White House Press Secretary. Kush, when there was a time on this show where if we talked about, if we even said the word COVID vaccine, we got you know, strikes on YouTube. We couldn't even discuss it. We weren't even permitted to have a conversation about whether or not we felt it was safe. And now we see the cabinet's reaction to this vaccine, and it is suggesting that maybe it isn't safe for some people. How far have we come, A, on our ability to talk about this, and B, you know, actually truly questioning the COVID-19 vaccine and its efficacy for Americans who might need to take it?
Absolutely. Look, the Mayo Commission report actually talked about how there's been a decline in sort of academic and scientific freedom in this country to kind of ask the questions that we're supposed to ask. I mean, remember, the guiding principle of science is skepticism, where you're supposed to constantly be asking questions, constantly challenge your assumptions. And, you know, in the last few years, we saw the exact opposite of that, where, as you mentioned, everyday Americans, the media, members of the media who are a little more honest or skeptical than others were outright censored or you know, scrutinized for just asking simple questions that everyday Americans should be asking. And so what we saw here with this decision today to remove the COVID vaccine recommendation for healthy children and healthy pregnant women shows that once again, you know, we're not letting ideological activism or corporate interests guide our health policy making, but the gold standard of science. And the science says that, you know, healthy children and healthy pregnant women, you know, don't need to continue taking these COVID booster shots. And so I think this is a positive move for the American people. I think everyday people should look at this and think, okay, once again, we have sanity and common sense making decisions here in Washington, D.C.
Kush Desai speaking with us right now, the Deputy White House Press Secretary. We're grateful to have the White House's perspective here on the show today. I think a lot of people, I see this a lot in the commentary, the live commentary coming along with our conversation right here, right now, suggesting that these COVID-19 shots don't need to be taken by healthy children, don't need to be taken by pregnant women. That kind of suggests that maybe there's a higher risk implicated for those particular groups to take it. A lot of people want to know the drive behind the implementation, the force feeding of this shot over the last 5 years. Is the Trump administration actively looking into and looking to expose any sort of improper relationships that might have existed in forcing this vaccine on the American people?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you look at some of the recent actions that have been taken across the FDA and the CDC with huge degree of scrutiny on possible conflicts of interest with a lot of these advisory boards that the FDA and CDC had, that brought in a lot of undue corporate and industry influence in our policymaking. And so, again, you know, the focus here is on using the gold standard of science. What does the science say? What does the evidence, what does the research actually say makes sense? What works, what doesn't work based on the actual evidence? Not based on, again, not based on what ideological activism says, not based on what the politics say, you know, what actually works and what doesn't work. And so that's the guiding principle of everything that's happening at HHS, across the FDA, across the CDC, across the NIH. And I think, you know, Americans are going to continue to see a level of transparency that we haven't seen really in years out of the federal government, certainly not as it relates to, you know, public health.
It's so important to observe and to acknowledge that we haven't been pursuing health recommendations for the American people just based on science. And that when we were force fed, you know, the phrase, we kind of laugh about it from time to time on this show. Anytime they say the science, you know, you're in trouble. We just need science. We just need factual pursuit, questions that need to be asked so that honest answers can be provided. And I think the American people are very skeptical about a lot of what has taken place in the last 5 years. And seeing Secretary Kennedy come in and lead on the MAHA movement has been refreshing for people. There are also a lot of discussions around what's in our food, chemicals that are used. And also, I think a lot of people are wanting to know more. Okay, chemicals in our food are bad and they exist everywhere. Dyes exist everywhere here in America and a lot of times don't in Europe. I think people are wanting more direct connection or evidence of direct connection of, okay, these chemicals exist. How are they manifesting themselves in our lives, in our health? Is the health HHS going to work on making all of that information more accessible to the American people?
Absolutely. I think that the the chemical in the food supply is definitely a huge priority for HHS. And we've already seen how the FDA phased out the use of several artificial petroleum-based food dyes in our nation's food supply. And that's particularly for, you know, that's particularly relevant for children, because a lot of our children's food, you know, these cereals and other processed foods often have a lot of these artificial food dyes that are being phased out now. And to kind of follow up on that, the FDA also approved the use of new natural dyes that are healthier, that are, you know, less risky. So I think across the board here, we're taking, you know, we're opening up the hood of the car and we're taking a look at, you know, what's happening here and what's not. I think another great example of this is what we're calling Operation Stork Speed. Everyday parents, when they have, you know, an infant baby and you're buying baby formula and you look at the ingredients on that label, most people have no idea what the heck half of these things are. And that's what you're feeding to your 4 or 5 month old baby. And so the FDA is taking a critical look at the baby formula ingredients. And that's the first time such a review has been done since 1998. Oof. Think about that. It's been almost 30 years since our government has taken a serious look at what we're feeding babies. I mean, so this is the sort of thing where across the board here, we're taking a look. And you're talking a lot about the COVID shots, friends. No, we're requiring, there to be proper clinical trials of a lot of these booster shots. You're not allowed to use the old clinical data you submitted for a completely different booster shot before. You now have to submit new clinical data to conduct new experiments to make sure that, you know, what you're selling is actually, you know, safe and reliable for the American people. So across the board here, whether it be our food, whether it be our drugs or the vaccines, I mean, we are taking a strong look and looking to, I guess, make sure things actually work as they're supposed to and are safer for everyday people.
You know, I'm hearing you say that since 1998. Kush, I have 4 kids. My oldest is 15. My youngest is 3. I breastfed the first 3 of them. Couldn't manage the time for the 4th. So Molly, my youngest, was all formula-based, but they all took formula in at some time. These things have... If you're inputting something into a child's body in their highest development years, I mean, the lifelong problems that could come from that maybe we just treat with some medication down the line. I think Americans are going to be very surprised to find some of the factual science-based information that comes from the studies that the Trump administration is looking to put out for the American consumption. Last question I have for you, and we appreciate you being with us. We're speaking with Kush Desai, Deputy White House Press Secretary. The implementations of replacing the food dyes, the bad food dyes, the restricting chemicals that can be put into our food, things like the baby formula. Realistically, how quickly does the Trump administration and Secretary Kennedy believe that we can actually take these new regulations, put them in place, and baby formula we feel is safe for our babies?
Look, I don't have a hard time on here, but I think the intention here is to get this done as soon as possible. And the reason why it needs to be done ASAP is because a lot of these things should have been done years, if not decades ago. We're now at a point where, you know, for a lot of children, you know, around 70% of their caloric intake is coming from ultra processed foods. So there is the level of urgency here is at a fever pitch. And so I think we're working around the clock here to, again, focus the science, you know, direct the NIH and the CDC and the FDA to do the work necessary. And so I think we're working with the industry partners. I know, for instance, Operation Stork Speed, I mean, that announcement was preceded by Secretary Kennedy meeting with the CEOs of these baby formula companies to make sure that this is going to happen in a way that makes sense and that won't lead to, you know, another baby formula shortage, for instance. And so we're doing this in a way where we can, you know, where the American people won't be left out in the lurch and there won't be shortages or anything like that. So it's happening the fastest but most realistic and most efficient way possible.
Well, Kush Desai, thank you for your time today. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and commend the administration for keeping this focus and not setting aside. I know a lot of the people who supported the president in the election did so on the behalf of the MAHA movement. And it's been great to see actual action on that here well within the first 6 months of the new administration. Thanks for being with us today. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. We'll talk to you again soon. Kush Desai, Deputy White House Press Secretary on X at Kush Desai 47. Good to talk to him there. I want to see all this stuff materialize. I hope for my... I just think about, as somebody... I was born in 1984, and I think my entire life has been processed foods. I don't know. I remember my grandmother cooking and how she would cook, the way she would cook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First of all, it was delicious. And second of all, there was just a wholesomeness to the way that they would cook using, I mean, you remember when grandma would use like lard or like real butter, and it was just kind of a special treat, because whatever we were eating in our house was probably something that was billed as healthier. It was probably billed as, you know, lower fat and all of this stuff. But it turns out it was lower fat. I guess they replaced the fat with chemicals to make it have less fat. And then at the end, it might be what has made us fat the whole time. Isn't that crazy? I always tell my kids, the closest you can get to eating foods from the way God made them and God intended them, that's the healthiest way to eat food. And then it turns out even the food that grows out of the ground might be treated with chemicals, and that might be hurting you too. It's like, how do you win? How do you win in this game? Or is the game set up to make sure that you lose? That's the part that's the scariest. All right, when we come back, Representative Eric Burleson, Missouri's 7th District, a congressional representative, is going to come join us. I'm asking you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, on our live broadcast, our live chat poll, how do you grade the House Republicans? A, B slash C, D or F? Give them a grade. And I'm going to ask the congressman when he's on with us next, what grade does he give the House GOP, of which he is a member? We'll find out when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.